a way to attach hair to a person. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Strands of hair can be important pieces of crime scene evidence, but it's hard for investigators to match hairs definitively to a particular person. That's why chemists Bruce Benner and John Goodpaster of the National Institute for Standards and Technology in Gaithersburg, Maryland, are developing a more reliable way to identify hair samples. Benner says they use carbon dioxide under high pressure and temperature to extract chemicals from the hair surface.
There are natural components from the sebaceous and sweat glands in our scalp and skin that deposit materials on the surfaces of our hair. And also there are other materials that we put on our hair, shampoo residues, for example, topical treatments, conditioners, hairspray, things like that.
In a preliminary study, Benner found that different people have significantly different chemical profiles. That bodes well for the method's usefulness as a forensic tool.
We've seen a way we can distinguish, for example, two brothers and also the two brothers from their mother.
Benner says the technique could complement other analyses like DNA testing. The group now plans to test samples from 100 people to see just how well hair can act as an ID. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.